This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, y'all. I'm Laura, and I'm calling in from Boise, Idaho. I'm originally from South Texas, and this is my story from when I was in Japan. So I plan on going to Japan, just staying there for a few months, and that turned out to be an almost 2-year stay. So either way, I, you know, found a small job there and was also babysitting for a lot of the military families. It was just easier for them to, you know, have me take care of the kids instead of enrolling them in a Japanese daycare and, you know, the language barrier and all that. So either way, so one night, this is in Okinawa, Japan, sorry. Either way, so one night I'm at home and it was late. I couldn't sleep, so I just figured, you know, I'm just gonna clean. And I, you know, I was cleaning my house, go to my kitchen, and I'm wiping down the counters, and where my kitchen sink is at, I have a window that you can see through, and you can see, you know, my patio. And where I lived, you know, it was kind of like townhomes, and everybody had a patio that was gated, and, you know, once you go onto that patio, you have to open the gate, and then you can go on to the yard. And, you know, you can even go on to the others, you know, the other neighbors' patios, but either way, so just letting you know kind of like the setup of it. So anyways, back to my kitchen. I'm wiping down the counters and I had my blinds open, you know, to a certain point because I had a little plant on my windowsill. So I bent over to put down, you know, my cleaning spray. And as I was bent over, you know, I knew where exactly to put it. So I wasn't just going to like look in there. I just opened the cabinet, placed the product there, and I'm looking out my window into my patio. And so I'm just like looking and I start seeing like I saw someone standing there. And I thought it was my reflection at first because I had the lights on from the inside, but all the lights dropped from outside. This is, you know, really late at night. Nobody was awake. So I'm trying to focus in at what I'm looking at. And I'm looking harder and I notice like, okay, that's not my reflection. You know, I was looking at, I get chills just remembering about it. I was looking at a lady. She was definitely Japanese. She had dark hair. It seemed like it was tied back, and she was wearing white. I couldn't see all of her, but she was standing right outside my patio, so I can just see kind of like her shoulders and up. And after, this all happened so fast, you know, sorry, I'm just going on and on. This happened so fast, and I'm looking right at her. We see each other, and I remember I was just like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, I'm freaking out, and I stood up and I go back and I look really quick and she kind of like looks at me and kind of like does a smirk. And then she kind of looked like she was floating slowly, you know, to my neighbor. So I'm like freaking out. I drop everything and I run to my laundry room that has a window. And, you know, out the window you can see into my patio and you can see into my neighbor's patio also. And she was still floating. I could not believe what I was seeing. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I ran back out of the laundry room and I ran upstairs because I couldn't see her anymore. And upstairs in the second bedroom, I can look down out the window and I can see right straight down into my neighbor's patio and mine. And it looked like she was just sitting there. And it just, seconds later, I blinked and she was gone. And I didn't know what to do. You know, I didn't want to call like the police. What am I going to say? Like, I think I see a ghost or, you know, some lady that just disappeared. You know, it's going to sound crazy. Either way, so the next day, I waited to see my neighbors, and so I saw him, and I asked him, I was like, you know, did you have any guests over last night by any chance? You know, anybody, you know, hanging out with you guys in the patio? And he was like, no, why, what happened? I told him, and he just kind of started laughing. He's just like, welcome to Okinawa. He's like, this is a big graveyard, and, you know, we live in one of the most haunted areas. He's like, I have crazy stories from when I was, you know, living at the barracks, and, you know, it was just, what he was telling me, it just gave me chills, and, oh my gosh, well, that happened. I'm also sensitive and huge paranormal magnet, so, yeah, that happened. I saw an apparition, and I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it, but thinking about it right now, I can just see her face so clearly and how she smirked at me. And like I said, this all happened so fast. It's just crazy. And yeah, that was my experience in Okinawa, Japan. And I will never forget that either way. So that's my story from when I went overseas, and hope you guys enjoyed it. I try to keep it short and sweet. All right, well, thank you guys for the podcast. My husband and I love it. We listen in a lot while we're driving at home. You know, we absolutely love it. So you guys take care, and I will, I guess, call in some other time with some other stories. All right, bye, guys.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.